Welcome to Small Business Big Dreams, where every episode is a new journey into the world of entrepreneurs who are daring to dream big. In this corner of the internet, we're going to celebrate the innovation and the perseverance it takes to turn small ventures into booming successes. These small businesses aren't just places to shop, they're actually hubs of creativity and passion, each with its own amazing story. From the mom and pop shops to the innovative startups, we're going to explore it all. You'll meet the faces behind the brands, hear their stories, and maybe even get inspired to start your own venture. Whether you're a longtime local or new in town, come along with me for the ride and let's celebrate the backbone of our communities one small business at a time. Now let's dream big and spread some love for our local heroes. All right. Well, welcome to the first episode of Small Business Big Dreams with your host. I am Eric Bull, and I am super excited to get this started. I've been talking about this for a long time. My wife, Jacqueline, has been hearing about it for way too long, and she's been holding out on me to try to wait on another endeavor, but here we are. We're going to get it started. And the goal here, I just want to really shine light on our small businesses that are doing great things for the community. I've always tried to find a way to give back, and this is a skill set I have, so I'm going to let the light shine on you guys. And I'm super, super excited that my first episode is two of my favorite people in the world, Mark and Melissa Tantillo of Siege Food Photography. And I thought I had my hands in a lot of different things. You two make it look so much crazier. Like, oh my God, the amount of things you guys get your hands on. So welcome. Thank you guys for doing this
thank
with me.
Thank you, Eric. This is so fun. Thank you.
So let's kind of jump into it. Tell us about Siege, what you guys are doing, what else you guys are doing, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, like you said, the Siege is a multi-headed monster, and it is Siege. It's a French word that means sea, which pays homage to Melissa's culinary experience at Le Cordon Bleu in Chicago when she was younger. And we named our company that to kind of get this idea of we're pulling up a seat. Because it's Siege is French for seat. So we're pulling up a seat at your table. We want you to pull up a seat at ours. And so over the last 3 years that we've had our business, we have pulled up many Sieges in many different
many
roles.
Seats, yes.
So it started as a food photography company. Quickly started running Instagrams. We tried to get away from that. Then we did some photo and video work. That led us to January of 2021 starting a food or dessert pop-up business from Chicago to Milwaukee called Burr, another French word, means butter. And then that led us to working inside of a restaurant where I'm the general manager. Melissa's the executive pastry chef, and now I think we just do, I feel like, everything all the time, every day.
Yes. A little bit of everything. Yes, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. And that I feel like that's just even the tip of the iceberg of what you guys do. But
yeah.
So take me a step back. How did you guys end up? Where did Siege start? How did it come to fruition? Like, how did you guys get there?
Well, surprisingly enough, COVID was when we decided to start a business. That it would be a great time while everything's in lockdown. So Mark was working as a youth pastor at a church, which we were very involved in. And you were gone a lot.
A lot.
You were gone a lot.
So I was running a few different ministries with the youth, junior high, senior highs, student leadership. And so it was really kind of a second shift, third shift kind of
thing.
lots of travel, especially in the summertime. So I was gone all the time. COVID hit like March of 2020.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we were together and it was kind of like, hey, we like this. This is cool. You
actually
like,
didn't want to kill each
other,
you know?
And
well,
so
no.
Some days.
And so yeah, we were kicking the idea around about a food photography business because of Melissa's culinary experience, but also before we met and got married, she was also a published food photographer at that point as well. And so we figured, you know, when our 19 kids,
they really don't have 19.
Yeah.
They have a lot, but it's not 19.
When we were empty nesters at the age of 77, you know, we were thinking, hey, then that's when we'll do a content creation business. And we started kicking around the idea with people during COVID. And, you know, conversations led to the decision to, you know, for me to transition from youth ministry over to us starting a business together. And we did that in October of 2020. And it's been like, I mean, for me and just my personal experience, it has been an amazing 3 years.
So, Mark, I want to bring up a really funny story about you. So you guys get into all this culinary food stuff. You know, Melissa can make anything in the world. I don't think she makes a bad dish ever other than cold noodles, but that's a whole other story.
I'm glad we have this recorded. Thanks, Eric.
But let's talk about your food palette before.
Yeah, let's
Melissa.
Talk about that, Mark.
Like, what was your, let's like, your typical diet before this?
So I would say my palate's always been strong, the quite strong. So before I met Melissa, when I find something that I enjoy, I'm generally like stick to it. There's no need to, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So, 7 days a week, I would start my day, with black coffee and, a packet, like just one of the, you know, one pack, two pastries of the S'more Pop-Tart from Aldi. It's $1.89, or at least it was back then.
Yeah, it's probably $9.
Now it's $14.
Yeah, right.
$1.89 for a six pack of the Pop-Tarts. If you're doing the Pop-Tart math, that's 12 tarts, for $1.89. So I would have that every single morning. And then I would go to work at that time. I was doing window tinting for a company, like project management. And so during lunch, I would stop at a Taco Bell, and I would go to the drive-thru, and I would get two bean burritos, no onions, very specific on the no onions. And then upon ending my work shift before my dinner, or actually before going home, my dinner would go, I would go to sometimes the same Taco Bell, sometimes a different Taco Bell, and I would go through a drive-thru again, and I would get two more bean burritos, also with no onions, and then I would stop at like...
Let's wrap this story up.
Most likely, pun intended. And then I would stop at a gas station and get a tall boy of either...
I feel nauseous PBR just like for you right now.
Sierra Nevada. Yeah.
Like, God, you... keep certain businesses in play. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. My doctor says I'm lucky to be alive.
I believe that. All right.
That was 5 days a week, by the way. That was Monday through Friday.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So,
and then you were just sick Saturday and Sunday and started over on Monday.
I was like a hummingbird. I mean, I never felt the effects.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Really quick then. Now, what is now your favorite meal?
Oh.
That's tough.
Wow.
On the spot.
Wow, man, favorite meal.
Mm-hmm.
Anything good. And now my definition of good.
Well,
has
we're going to say you thought Taco Bell was good for years.
Right, right.
So.
No. Taco Bell was always cheap.
Fair.
It was
always
cheap. And so, man, oh gosh. I mean, there's so many. In the last 3 years, we've been to so many good places. We work at a fantastic restaurant. I feel like this is a Tuesday we're filming on, and I got to give a shout out to the Tuesday lobster roll over
at
Crisula's.
Oh my God,
yes.
Because that is Libertyville.
That's life changing. Right
local
there.
Peeps, if you have not had the lobster roll on
get
a
over
Tuesday
to Crisula's.
Night, and Solamente Tuesday night. That's a Tuesday night special for them.
Yes.
That's pretty special. Brings a tear to my
heart. All right, I'm going to have to get on board with you on that one. That one's pretty good. All right, let's get back to it now that we know that you can actually eat real food.
True. Yes. True story.
Yes.
I live to tell. I've been rescued.
So starting a brand new business for the first time in COVID. All right, you guys, first off, that sounds crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot
it
of
was.
People got stuck in that. But what was some of the like early challenges you guys faced and how did you overcome them?
Well, our business is very relational and we wanted to build it very relationally. We didn't want to start work, like walk into these restaurants and meet these chefs and be like, pay us for our work and you know, we'll do this for you. Give us free food. Like that was not what we were looking to do. It still would never be what we were looking to do. So I think for the first year, we really just went out there and built relationships And that was tough because we weren't really making money while we were building these relationships. But it was such an important foundational ground for us to lay with these people that we wanted to work with and these chefs that we wanted to work with, who now, 3 years later, we have incredible relationships with, because we really wanted to put into the time, you know, put the time in to get to know them, get to know what their needs and wants and what their story really, really was. And once we knew what their story really, really was, we wanted to share it. And so that was, it was a tough year. Our first year was a tough year, but it was so good to lay that groundwork for, you know, how we wanted to pursue our business and how we wanted to run our business.
Yeah, because a tough thing about, you know, food photography is 99.9% of people. You say, oh, we're going to start a business on food photography. 99.9% of people say, what's that?
Huh?
Right? Like, you know, it's so incredibly niche.
I got an iPhone. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, straight away we wanted to differentiate ourselves from like influencers. We were not influencers. And that was just not the world we wanted to be. And that's what Melissa was kind of talking about when she's like, you know, hey, you know, we're here at your restaurant. Give us, you know, $500 and comp our meal. You know, this was October of 2020. So, you know, March of 2020 is in the, you know, near rear view. I mean, it's only 7 months from from the beginning of the lockdown. And so we knew we wanted to go in. We wanted to be relational. We wanted to pay for all the things that we were shooting, and we wanted to tip because the restaurant industry was so.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
I mean, they got nearly, hammered one of the hardest. Yeah.
It was nearly decimated.
COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that was. We knew, like, we had a plan, even though it was, you know, like
It would take time. We knew it was going to take time to build this. And we feel a lot like you. I mean, you and I and Mark, we've had a lot of conversations with you about how important small businesses are and how.
That's why we're here today.
Exactly. Yeah, right. I mean, how important they are. And there's, you know, like if you walk into like a big box store, there's a corporation behind that. Of when course. You walk into a small business, there's a person's life behind that. Mm-hmm. You know, just a person who is pouring everything they have into this store or restaurant or business or whatever it may be. And you have to, you know, tread on that very lightly. It's so important. And it's so important to be respectful and to build trust with everybody that you're working with. And I think, you know, that full year we were just building trust with people and we wanted them to know who we were. And
And to answer your question, to get back to that, like the hardest thing in that first year was probably trying to communicate via socials that, hey, this is what we do.
Right.
This is our job. We're not just, you know, kind of showing up with a fun, nice camera and taking pictures, but like, this is what we're looking to do for a living. You know what I mean? Because I think a lot of people were just kind of like,
are you doing this for fun?
Yeah,
or
thanks for coming. And it's like,
or just trying to get the free meal out of it.
right.
You know, like,
Yeah, so, definitely not. But
once we established that,
then it was. So do you guys have like a moment where you knew, like you made that change where you knew like, okay, all the work was worth it. And like, now we're starting to make it. And like, what was that moment?
You know, I feel like there were like, it wasn't just like a huge moment. There were just little moments that kept adding up that like made me feel like, okay, this is what we should be doing. I think, maybe the first time we got, you know, some of the chefs we were working with published in big name magazines, like the story we had with Chef Q, which is a really good friend of ours. You guys know Chef Q.
Chef Q, she's amazing.
Yes, she's amazing. So, I remember her telling me that she would, like go into hotels and look at Chicago modern luxury and just dream about being featured in it one day. And she would like go into hotels and bookstores and flip through and just be like, oh my goodness. And, I pitched it out, her story and the photography we did for her out to Modern Luxury. And they did a great spread on her. So it was, yeah. So, and that wasn't just a moment for us being like, oh, wow, this is awesome. It was like a moment for all of us to share. Like, we're sharing this with her. We're sharing a dream that she's had since she was young, you know, and we got to be part of that. And that was incredible. So like a lot of little.
Yeah, and I think within that first year, there was a couple times where, you know, we would go to a place and they would be like, wow, you guys really, and it and ended up becoming our tagline. They'd be like, you really captured the essence of, yeah, you know, what we were going for. Or they would call us back and they would say, hey, you know, like, could we talk about working together? And those were the moments where it was like, sweet. But like, we really got it.
I think, like, just to piggyback off of that, not Fight Club, but but
comment in the section if you caught that reference for what movie that was. Yeah. Piggyback off of that with Fight Club.
But Mark and I would go into some really beautiful restaurants and like we would be blown away by the food, the atmosphere, the service, everything that was happening. And then we'd look at their socials or we'd look at their website and be like, wait, this is not matching up at all. Like their website, disconnect. Yeah, their website or their socials are not portraying what an incredible place this is. And so I think that was one of the things we really wanted to help these chefs and restaurants do is let people that have never been in there, you know, see what it's like before they go in. And that was like another, that was another huge reason we started our business too, because there was a disconnect for sure.
Oh, and I still think there is. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate. I was actually just on with Dave Wall on his podcast, yeah, Discovering Gray's Lake, which
and you did
was
great.
Awesome. but we talked about even on there, I mean, the businesses, like they're great cooks or mm-hmm. they're, you know, they're great general managers or they know their wines, yes, you know, but like there's a side of the business that like they need, but they just don't know how to get there.
Yeah.
Right?
Or they don't have the time for it or the time. I mean, when you're a chef or, you know, you're running a restaurant, the last thing you have time for is sitting there taking thoughtful photos and, you know, getting all this
captions,
stuff.
Exactly. Hashtags, oh, SEO.
Yes,
oh
my gosh, so yeah, much.
But it's such a, it is really such a,
it's
vital,
so vital
part.
Because I think marketing has changed a little bit over the years. To where
that's
it's,
an understatement if I've ever heard one.
A lot. Okay. Marketing has changed.
One
so
might
much.
Say it was a revolution. Yeah. Yes. Digital revolution.
Yeah. No, for sure. But I mean, if you look at Instagram, I mean, it's a free marketing tool. You know, like yeah, restaurants, 100%. You don't have to pay to use this. You don't have to pay to market yourself. You can put a mini commercial out every single day and you do not have to pay for it.
That's unreal, right?
It's so, yeah. So, I mean, to be able to utilize that and utilize it to the highest degree that you can is hard because you know it's there, you want to use it, but you just don't have the time. And yeah, some people just don't really, they maybe don't even know how to use Instagram yet, or you know, it's a hard tool to learn, especially if you're a little bit older. So I think like that it's such an essential marketing tool for people to use, and if they're not using it, for us to be able to help, you know, show them or, you know, give them a little boost, that's
do you awesome. Guys have you know, like your, let's call it your like wall of fame, like a photo or like a client you guys had that like really was just like, this is like the coup d'etat of what we've achieved in the last 3 years.
So when we started working with Noma, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing. No, so actually our first...
We're dying over here. Oh, man.
Our first client, I guess. I mean, it seems so weird to call them clients because now at this point they're such like just good friends and family to us. But the very first restaurant we started working with, it was October 2020. Like October 1, we started our business. And I think it was like October 13, we started working with Nacorn. Which
is that
a,
quick?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. So
yeah.
Quick. Yes. Yeah. They were one of the first places.
We yeah. Went. So and that's it's a upscale Thai restaurant in Evanston, and
so good.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is
yeah.
so good.
Get
it's
the coconut
incredible.
Curry braised chicken,
Angus beef,
but
popcorn chicken.
So so working with them, you know, when we met them, you know, it was kind of like, you know, their idea was like, you know, they were just. I mean, they were coming out of the pandemic. It had been a hard road for them because they were trying to do Thai food like on their own terms. Like the two owners are both born and raised in Thailand. And so they were trying to, you know, serve not Americanized Thai food, but like the Thai food that they grew up eating. And so that, you know, that wasn't well received at first when they opened up in 2016. And so when we just met them, like they were just, I mean, I think they were just beat down, you know, because the industry can do that to you.
COVID, I mean, it just took it to a whole nother level. Yeah. It's like,
and so they were kind of like, oh yeah, you know, we can work with you, but, I don't know, like, kind of what's the point? And we're like, hey, just give us like 6 months because, you know, and for those of you on social media, it is very rarely an overnight success. It is it's a grind, and it's a consistency is the key. And so we just said, give us 6 months. And if you don't get more people in the door, and if it's not, you know, kind of changing anything for you, then like, we'll kick rocks. We'll move on, you know? And so, the success that came out of, like, when we started Siege, from before day one, like, storytelling, like, that was,
there it is.
Like, that was the, you know, the ethos, the heart and soul of Melissa's photos. And that became the ethos and the heart and soul of the videos we started creating. But we just knew we wanted to be storytellers. Visual storytellers was like the tagline we went with. And to see the difference that made within that restaurant, I mean, that was just...
It's amazing to be at Nakorn on the weekends now. I mean, we're turning people away. We're literally turning people away. We're doing like at least 100 covers on the weekends, and it's a small restaurant, so that's a lot of covers for us. But it's been amazing, and we've just bonded and had, you know, created such a deep friendship with Sam and Mina too. But I think too,
and we work there now.
Yeah, and we work there. That's right. Yeah. But I think too, like, another couple that come to mind for me are Chef Greg Leone, obviously, at Amalinda. Wow, it's funny because it's incredible. Like,
hashtag Milwaukee, y'all.
Yes,
Milwaukee. Your food scene is Milwaukee, hands
it is
down.
Milwaukee
all day.
Yes,
all day.
Heard it here first, people.
Well, you heard it here 3 years ago.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
We're following along with us.
Exactly. But I always really respected, and I just really admire Chef Greg Leone, and he's what, a 3-time James Beard nominated chef.
No big
chef.
Deal. Brush him
yeah,
shoulders
no
off.
Yeah, no big deal. And this year he's nominated for just best chef, not
period.
Midwest, just best chef.
Best chef.
So we period. Are just rooting so hard for him because he's incredible. But it wasn't with photography, surprising enough, but like, we just cooked with him in his kitchen and did a dinner with him was that like a couple months ago?
That was August.
Was it August? Was it right around the wedding?
It was,
One
oh my God, yeah. That
it was August.
Yes.
No concept of time anymore. I'm just I don't even know what day it is.
100%
right now.
With you.
But I mean, I think that was like, what? I'm like, what? What is happening right now? Getting to do that dinner was incredible and really fun.
And then being invited back.
Yeah.
On and a chef to chef level.
Yes. So that was incredible. And then obviously our friend Ryan of Discourse, who is
I'm dying to get there.
He's incredible. He's incredible. He's not just like an incredible creative and brilliant man. He is just the sweetest, coolest guy. And he's so humble, and he's brilliant. And so we have some fun stuff coming up with him. And he is just opened Agency, which is the first hybrid bar in America, true hybrid bar in America.
When you say hybrid, what do you mean?
So every drink that they make comes either fully alcoholic or fully non-alcoholic. So it's completely hybrid. There's both.
So I can get it either way.
You can get it either way, of their drinks. Yeah.
So I can order, like, let's say if they had a Manhattan, I can get a non-alcoholic Manhattan or an alcoholic.
Yes.
Man. That is crazy.
It's awesome.
I love
that. So they have a lot of classics, and then they have like a crazy specialty. This is like cocktails on another level. So, but he's become a really good friend of ours. And
doesn't everybody? I think you guys like meet somebody. We'll probably jump in this later, but how we became friends. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. You know that story is coming up.
Oh, it has
you
to.
Know
it
that story is coming
stay
up.
Tuned,
yes.
Stay
and,
tuned.
And very funny, like how we met and then where we are now. You're like family to us. It's like, it's crazy. But so just like a lot of people, a lot of amazing stuff going on in Milwaukee. And oddly enough, that's where we do most of our work. So But
and I would be remiss if I didn't. So Melissa hates talking about herself and will never be a self-promoting person. But it was in 2023 last year where she was a finalist on the Pink Lady Food Photography. So that was a moment.
No big deal.
That was one of those moments. And for those of you who don't know what the Pink Lady Food Photography is, like what the Grammys is, the music, Oscars, you know, it's our version of that. It's a worldwide competition. And so that to me was this huge moment because the picture that you took for that was just absolutely amazing.
Well, then let's talk about 2024.
And
then there's more.
Yeah. But wait, there's more. Because as of the time where this podcast will air, we will have, so there was five photos shortlisted to be a finalist, and then one video as a finalist for the 2024.
So it's a big film year. So it's a short film that's a finalist that Mark put together, which is incredible, with somebody that we love very much, and a bunch of our photography, and it's like all mixed together, and it's a short film. So it's going to be, it's either way, it's just, it's fun.
I mean, you're a
and
finalist,
it's an
honor. Period.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
huge.
Yeah.
To be a semi-finalist, because it's a worldwide competition, to be a semi-finalist
twice.
And then, well, you know, so semi-finalist last year, finalist last year, semi-finalist with five photos this year.
Man, I need like a diagram to keep up with all of this. I mean, it's incredible. Yeah. It's absolutely incredible.
And it's fun because the photos that we got semi-finalists for is a new category that just came out, which is the James Beard category. So it's kind of fun that it's actually like in the James Beard category.
So for our non-foodies, who is James Beard? What is James Beard?
So James Beard is just, it's a huge honor for a chef to get a James Beard Award. It's, you know, every year they happen actually the last couple of years in Chicago, and they're going to be in Chicago this year.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so it's a very prestigious award that a chef would win. And it's, I believe it is based in America. It's a U.S. based.
Yeah.
And then how does your photos tie to the James Beard?
So they opened up a category with the Pink Ladies this year.
Okay.
So the Pink Ladies are like a food competition, and they are separated down into categories. Okay. There might be like a wine category, a celebration category, so James Beard opened up a category within the Pink Ladies this year, celebrating American chefs.
That's so cool.
So yeah, so it was, it had to have a photo of a chef in it, in their kitchen. And it's, so it's just kind of celebrating, you know, American chefs and the food culture in America. So.
And you're just throwing in photos in there left and right, you know, like they just couldn't pick one. So they just picked five, you know, love that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about you're 19 kids. Okay, six. So you have six kids. How do you guys run a business and handle six kids? Like, how's that work-life balance?
Well, we are very lucky. We are a blended family. I did not birth six children. Can everybody hear that?
For those in the back.
I did not do that. No, but so we're a blended family. And so we've been so blessed, though, with the people we work with. So it happens that our parenting schedule is pretty similar. So on the days that we don't have the kids, we just bust it. We just work. We're just lucky that we have people like Sam and Mina that we work for that allow Mark to have every other weekend off to spend with his kids. And I do work every weekend, but so we just really kind of try to plan out everything the best we can. When we have the kids, we try to be very present and home, but when we don't have the kids, we just put the hours in. We have to. We love it because I mean, our job doesn't feel like work. I feel like it's what we would be doing if this wasn't a job, we would be doing this anyway. So we're just very lucky that we do
you
what
get to
we love.
Pay to do it.
Yes, yes. Exactly.
And it's not a job, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, we are just very blessed with how people have been able to provide schedules for us. And so it's been, but so
it,
I have.
It takes a village. I mean,
it does.
Any, you know, kids or no kids, you know, nobody stands on their own and is like, I did it myself.
Yeah.
So it always takes a village. We have a pretty wonderful village.
Yes, we do. And I like my girls, I have twin girls, and they're graduating next year, so it'll kind of be a whole new chapter for everybody.
A whole new world.
Yeah.
A dazzling. Oh wait. Oh,
yes. This.
Can you auto-tune that? Okay.
Probably. So we talk about work-life balance. That's huge. What would you say? So you guys, 3 years, Siege, all of this, spiderwebbed, and you guys got your hands in countless things, right? Is there anything you would have done differently now that you know what you know? I mean, probably, well, but...
Yeah, so early on, like, I think because we were trying to establish, like, especially, like, digital presence, social media, Facebook, Instagram, there was no... I don't think TikTok was as trendy.
Really. Yeah, it wasn't.
In 2020.
Yeah. I mean, it was around, but not... You know, yeah. Only for, like... If you're 14 or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we were really trying to establish ourselves, I think, just kind of as like, okay, we're food photographers, photography. And I think if we would go back, I think we would introduce ourselves a lot earlier. Almost for like the first, like, I want to say almost a year.
Probably a year.
We never showed who we were. We talked about this earlier.
Yes. You guys are the brand.
We wrote our story. We wrote our passion. But I think, the video of us talking, the shots of us doing our thing behind the scenes. Like, I wish we would have done that.
People love to see behind the scenes.
Oh, BTS. Yes. It's unreal.
Behind the scenes and just like, I think, you know, a lot of our posts get the most likes when it's like a picture of Mark and I are behind the scenes or us talking or us presenting something, as opposed to just, oh, we took this picture on Thursday. People do want to see your work, but I think your website is a great place for that. Mm-hmm. And I think social media, I do wish that we really put our personalities and ourselves out there more. We did with the people we were working with, but not so much digitally. Yeah. And I think we should have done that.
I think that would have been a good thing to do because when I think of, you know, this, like the small businesses, I like this, like the way I've looked at it and come to describe it is like that people, we love supporting people, right? It's the people. Like, we can go to a lot of different places to get the things that we want, right? You know, records, groceries, et cetera. But like, when you have a personal connection, when you can look into the eyes of the person, when you know their story, when you know about them, like that, people like to support people. Yes, is kind of how absolutely. I've kind of bring that. I wish we would have shared ourselves earlier.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can't echo that more. I mean, I think when we've talked about it a bunch of times, like, you know, there's Siege, your photos are incredible, which will lead to a conversation here shortly, but you guys are why people buy it in. You know, you can, honestly, there are a lot of photographers out there, right? There's a lot of people can go get quality photos, mm-hmm. but the relationship there, you know, what you guys talked about is like, if you don't have that,
yeah.
like, and that's you too. That's what you buy into. You're not buying in the quality of photo. That's a plus. You know, you're buying in the relationship of somebody being bought into your own story. Yeah. And if the photographer, the stylist, the, you know, whoever, the chef even doesn't buy into whatever we're trying to do, well then what's exactly. the point? You know, yeah. that gets
lost. Really important. Trust is really important. So,
well, on the note of trust, I'm going to take this perfect segue on trust and how we met.
Oh,
yes.
The plot thickens.
Yeah.
This is so good.
Overly trusting Mark and Melissa.
Yes. Yeah. We're like, okay.
The no red flags.
Not a single red flag going off.
Yeah. So, it went. I mean, it was within the first year of Siege, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because it was that winter because it was Robin.
Yes. Yes,
yes.
It was.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let Eric tell it.
Yeah, it's actually pretty, yeah.
You want me to tell
it? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So,
I love it.
I, COVID, everyone, you know, I was a serial hobbyist. Asked my wife. She's like, I learned about smoking meat. I bought 3D printers, a drone. I was doing photography out the wazoo in the basement. And so one of the biggest things was like, I didn't have a circle of photographers, of friends. You know, I didn't have somebody else to be like, ooh, let's go shoot something or let's try this idea together, you know, and like help each other out. And so I was like, all right, I'll reach out and like try to find some photography friends. So I started looking up photographers and I'm Well, first off, this also led to the fact a lot of people call themselves photographers and are like, And then I came across your guys' page and the photography was like insane. It was like off the charts. I'm like, I want to look like that. I want photography, my photography to look like that. And I think it was like you guys posted about, I think it was Richmond Cafe. It was Richmond Cafe. Made me think, okay, you guys can't be that far off. Yeah, so I slid into your Instagram DMs. I was like, hey, like I'm a photographer. I'm looking to like collaborate. Mm-hmm. And you guys actually messaged me back pretty quick. And we started talking and I was like, so a friend of ours, actually we talked about them, Chrisulas.
Yes.
They actually, you know, through pandemic, they, or through winter, but during the pandemic, they were doing ramen. And I was like, hey, like
which
my friend.
Which is also amazing.
Oh my God. There's only like a week left. Oh my God. I think there'll only be like 3 days left by honestly, the time you hear this podcast. Yeah. Like get out there, try the ramen because they're so switching good. Back to Chrisulas.
If you're hearing this podcast, it's too late.
Sucker. But I had actually invited you guys to meet me in a closed restaurant for somebody you've never met before. Hey, no, it's okay. My buddy owns the restaurant. Just come in the back door.
You're like, it's dark. It's closed. No one will be there. Yeah, meet me at table 5. I'll have a flashlight.
And Melissa and I were like, okay.
What's
like, no hesitation. Yeah, they're like, all right, cool. Yeah, it's a typical Tuesday, right? This is what we do. We get together. And ever since, I mean, it was like a match. I did not feel like I was meeting you guys for the very first time at that dinner.
We left there for hours. And we're like, are they our best friends?
like a stepbrother moment. Did we just become best friends?
Seriously. You know,
like, you know, it was incredible.
But I mean, it's, and it has, you guys are some of our absolute dearest friends. We love you. You guys are like family to us. And I mean, it's just, we're so thankful to know you guys. We just love you. And Mark had the pleasure of marrying you and Jacqueline this year. Was it last year? I mean,
yeah,
it was
last
August.
Year. It was August last year, though. Yeah. It was seven months ago.
And that
almost
was
eight.
Just so special. I mean,
that pastoral license came in handy.
You guys are just very, very special people to us.
But yeah, talk about trusting, man.
Yeah.
Like 2020 hindsight, it was like, wait, we did what? With who?
We're like, where? That's great. What time? Yeah.
We like to apologize
to our parents for.
But it all worked out.
We would like to tell our kids.
Don't ever do that.
We'll have to. We've done a bunch of what do we call them? Like shoot offs. Like the different restaurants we go to.
Yeah. I got
to get a car. We got to do like cars.
Yes. Yeah. Oh no. Oh, I don't want to participate in that. Eric, for those of you that don't know, Eric is like the goat of shooting
exceptional.
Cars. Oh my gosh.
Bizarrely.
Like commercial
talented.
Quality. I don't want to participate in that.
Oh man. Well, I appreciate it. Your food photography though is like, if you're not hungry, go look at their, what's the Instagram? Plug the Instagram.
Page. Oh, yeah. At Siege Food Photo. So you can't do an accent over the E. So it looks like Siege Food Photo. Yeah, we learned a lesson on that one. But yeah, so it's Siege. So at Siege Food Photo on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook.
It's
going to
make you so hungry looking at it.
www.siege.com. Food photo, but again, it's Siege or Siege Food Photo. www.siegefoodphoto.com.
So let's talk a little bit photography stuff. Yeah. I've been asking all my photography friends about this. What's your take with AI and photography?
That is funny because you and I have had this conversation, and you've actually educated me on this because I don't know. I like. For a photographer, for somebody who does this for a living, it's kind of a weird thing, right? I mean, it's definitely a weird thing. And I think you and I have talked about this too. I feel like film is coming back a little bit, right?
Oh, big time. I think it's going to be huge.
I do too. And I love film. I love film. I think it's an art form, really. Because, I mean, with digital, you can see exactly what you're doing when you're doing it. You can change and adjust and film.
Take 1,000 photos.
Exactly.
And, all right, there's got to be one good one in there, right?
Yeah. And film is just so different. I mean, because you really need technique and in artistry to shoot film. So, I mean, I think there's a place for AI with certain things, for sure. But I think in our niche of independent restaurant food photography, it's really I don't know.
Yeah, or the quality of iPhone cameras, you know?
It's
quote unquote, I hate this. Well, it's good enough.
Right,
it's
right.
Like, that's so cringy.
Yeah, But I mean, iPhone can take some pretty darn good photos.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when you're in a situation where you're in a busy restaurant, because most of the shooting Mark and I do is not like a closed down restaurant with props and lighting and this. I mean, we are shooting during service. I mean, we are like
Friday night, 7 p.m.
Exactly.
Place is packed.
Exactly.
And we're using our LED lights in a full bar,
yes,
you know?
Yes, yes. And you've been on some shoots with us.
Which I think helps capture that essence.
It does. 100%. Because you're capturing the buzz of a Saturday night, you know, Saturday night service. There's definitely a time and a place though for an iPhone, because I mean, there sometimes you don't want to have like lights flashing and, you know, all this commotion going on while people are dining, and trying to have like a nice moment out. So there's definitely a place for iPhone. I think iPhone takes great photos.
Yeah. And as far as, I mean, like using like the use of AI, I think it's probably safe to say this since the Pink Lady Food Photography Awards is based out of London, but all of our submissions are AI generated. We didn't take
You just
any.
Like got yourself disqualified. Oh, no.
They're not.
You're going to get a letter.
They're not.
Well, I think it's going to, I would hope to see is something where there's a way to like certify the photo, right?
Yes.
Like
yes, yes,
there's
yes.
an emblem or there's something like, because I think I can see that the fine art world's going to change faster because that is the purest of the film, right?
Yes.
I can do this. I'm going to print it and I'm going to hang it, right? Where that doesn't really work for the marketing space, right? Because marketing is digital. So
exactly.
It's like, great. Like if there's a need for it, let's put it that way, of like, what is, you know, a real photo versus a truly AI gen. And I know there's like Facebook and stuff. They're already trying to combat some of that just from a fact-based perspective, you know, trying to show people doing things they're not doing or things like that. But I think there's also just a genuineness of like, just this is a real photo. This is really there. This has really happened. And somehow having that marked, labeled, you know, it's just that proof there.
Yes, but. I agree. I totally agree with you.
All right, so we all make mistakes running businesses, right? We've all done it.
Yes.
So who has helped you the most along the way or has given you the best piece of advice?
Ooh.
I think that's kind of a twofold question, because I think in the beginning we've had some great advice and we've had such great advice from so many people along the way. And I would absolutely say you, Eric, are one of those people. Really?
No,
I mean,
100%.
We've come to you for a lot of advice and you have been amazing. I mean, you were the first person that showed us that we could bring in like a little handheld light. I mean, that was you.
I gave you that little button. I love that thing. It's so nice.
You have been an incredible, like I would even say mentor for us. But do you want to talk about like the beginning when we first started? Because I think this
was
great advice.
There was two quotes or like, you know, one from a friend of ours and then one that we just like picked up along the way. But so there's a friend of ours. He has a home inspection business. Shout out Mike Fullman. What's up? So he has a home inspection business
we'll
out
in
McHenry.
Post.
And he sat us down. He's been a friend of ours for a long time. And he, when we told him we were going to be starting this business, he said, you know, the number one bit of advice that I got was start your business with no plan B.
Love that.
Because if you have a plan B or a plan C, you're going to utilize it.
If we had a plan B, we would have checked out every month. I mean, every single month. I mean, there were so many times where I'm like, I'm done. I'm quitting.
Yeah,
I'm done. I'm quitting.
You guys had some moments where it was just defeat after defeat.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's
absolutely.
Just part of the business.
Yeah.
It is.
So
it
having
is.
No plan, because his whole thing was if you have no plan B, you're going to keep pushing. You're not going to give up because you know, when you're pushing, you don't know when the breakthrough is going to come. And you might be centimeters, you know, days away from that. And if you have a plan B, a plan C, you just pull the plug and then maybe that dream, that business never happened. The second bit of advice that I thought was really good. So during lockdown, you know, and getting, for me, educated in the food culture, we were watching everything. I mean, from Ratatouille to
I
Chef's.
I love Ratatouille. Don't diss that Ratatouille.
No. Chef's Table, like Melissa
burnt.
Paused. Yeah,
burnt.
Oh, Melissa paused 100-foot journey to quiz me on the 7 sauces of
Taco Bell. I mean.
yes, there's Diablo.
Taco Bell.
No. But But we did a deep dive on, and I mean, we're still deep diving on all things Phil Rosenthal.
And forever so will be.
Yeah. Because I mean, but we were watching his, where he like recapitulated Everybody Loves Raymond in Russia. And so they did a documentary on it. And in there, he shared that it was after season one of Everybody Loves Raymond, when they signed it on and they were going to continue with the show, there was an older guy on the set who said, "Can I give you a piece of advice?" Phil said, "Yeah." And so the guy said, "Make the show that you want to make, because in the end, it's going to get canceled." And Phil said there was times when they were like, "Hey, we need the show to be more edgy." And Phil was like, "I'm not edgy." Yeah. And there was like, we need the show to be more sexy. And he's like, "Have you seen me? I'm not sexy." And so that was a guiding, that was a guiding principle for Melissa and I, because, you know, like, you know, especially within food photography. And then, I mean, you do see the influencers get like 800 likes when they're like holding up a Dunkin' Donuts cup in front of a Dunkin' Donuts sign. You're like, how is that any good? And so you think like, oh man, you know, do we want to like take a creative shortcut? I mean, there was a while where we're like, man, do you buy followers? I mean, people do it. And then we're like, you know what? No.
Nope.
We want to stay to the principles that we set up in the beginning. And that quote of like, you know, in the end, be the business you want to be. Because in the end, there's going to come some time when it ends.
And then
you might as well just end it on your own terms.
And if we ever did quit our business, we would never have seen the evolution of where we are now. I mean, in a million years, and I am telling you this, in a million years, I never thought I would step foot in a kitchen again. Like, I was a pastry chef before I met Mark, before Siege, before everything. And I was very burnt out of it. I was very burnt out.
They made the movie Burnt off of Melissa's life.
No, I just, it was.
She was Bradley Cooper.
I did.
I see the resemblance.
I did
the
love
blue
it.
Eyes.
But I was kind of like, just the repetition of like working in a bakery was hard for me. And, you know, I was a little burnt out of it. So I never saw myself getting back into the kitchen. And it's just funny how like Siege has really revolved or evolved to me becoming a pastry chef again and doing these amazing pop-ups with these incredible chefs that I get to work with. And I really do love doing desserts in a restaurant setting. It's very different than working in a bakery.
Restaurants, you hear that out there. She loves it.
No, but I do. I mean, I do. It's so much fun. And like, if you quit, if you stop, you're never going to see what everything that you're working towards will evolve into, and so many surprises along the way, right? I mean, every time I was like, "Mark, we're quitting," the next day we would get like a letter from a magazine that's going to publish our work, or, you know, and another amazing chef that wants to work with us, or, you know, so I mean, every time we wanted to quit, it was like, just hold on, you know, just hold on. Yeah. Don't quit, because so many exciting things you're going to be missing out on. So
I love that. I think that kind of, I mean, that answered. And so maybe there's something you guys want to double click into, but, you know, if someone's looking to start their own business or start their own photography business, is there, I mean, God, that was a great piece of advice to start there, but is there anything else you would like to tell any of our listeners that are maybe thinking about doing their own thing?
I just be yourself, just stay true to yourself. I mean, I always say, if you're working within, like a people-based business, like obviously photographers, you work with people, you work, build, take the time to build those trusting relationships. I know you're going to want to like just dive in and go fast and start making money right away, but I'm telling you, building trustful relationships goes so far. It will take you so far. And I mean, being honest and trustworthy and kind and really, you know, like respecting your clients. And I think that it takes you so far, because it's what a relationship should be, you know, a foundational base. And we treat, you know, everybody we work with like that. And I think that's important.
Yeah. And for anybody who's looking to start a business, whether it's within food photography, anything. I mean, we really spent some time kicking the idea around with others,
yes,
not just ourselves, but we ran the idea by
other entrepreneurs,
like, yeah, and like got their feedback, trusted got people, their green light.
And we had a very thought out too. We didn't just say, oh, we're going to start a business. Let's start tomorrow. I mean, it was very thought out on paper, on, you know, we really mapped things out. We mapped out plans. We mapped out, you know, everything. We really had a solid business plan in place with the advice of people who had gone down this road before, and family members and friends. And, you know, I mean, so it wasn't just like on a whim that we're like, let's start this tomorrow. You know, it was a work in progress for a while.
And then the last thing I would say, so I'm in the midst of the audiobook that Malcolm Gladwell is doing on Paul Simon, where he like just, it's extended conversations with him, and he lays out, you know, like four developments to what he called, I mean, he's talking about musicians and creatives, but I think it applies to business owners. And in one of the four is like where you're just immersed and you're like immersed in your craft or whatever. So read that or listen to that audiobook, because it, I mean, it's Malcolm Gladwell. It's fantastic. But like that will, there's a lot of elements to what he talks about in Paul Simon's career that will go over into your business career too. So
yeah. I love that. So you guys are busy. That's an understatement. Busy is like, you know, oh, you know, I got some things going on. No, you guys have all kinds of things going on. So are you guys, I want to say taking on new clients, but they're not clients. Are you taking on new relationships? Are you taking on, you know, new partners? Are you,
I think we're always open to that. I think we're always open to, like I said, it's funny because in the beginning we were just focused on food photography and documentation and creating content for chefs and restaurants. And like I said, it's really evolved into us actually being in restaurants cooking. Well, me, Mark does a lot of.
Mark does not cook.
No. Mark just sits in the car and waits for me. I just tell him when I'm ready to be picked up.
See you in 6 hours, honey. Yeah.
No, but like Mark is an incredible front of the house GM and server, and just great with people and storytelling for restaurants and our pop-ups and everything we do. So it's evolved into something totally different. But we're always open to new relationships. You know, one of the relationships we'll be kind of starting very soon here is with Temple Farms, where we're
going to
be.
News.
Yeah, we're yes, going to be yes, documenting yes. The harvest this year, the season.
Well, not just the harvest. I mean, like really
the whole season, the
growing season.
Yeah, the everything. Growing season with them, and really telling their story. And Mark and I are. Even if you come to one of our pop-ups, mm-hmm. you'll see we're very passionate about food, where it comes from, how it's grown, who you're working with. I feel like supporting farmers and eating food out of the ground that was grown in your community is extremely important. And that's probably a whole nother podcast, but let's do it. Yeah. So it's an honor to be able to kind of tell the story of this farm. And then, you know, hopefully we'll probably have a dinner or two on the farm too, which would be it's just going to be awesome. So,
but yes, but like if you're a business out there and we could be of service to you, there's our website that you can go to, www.siegefoodphoto.com. You can click on like the contact us, work with us page. Or you could do it the old-fashioned way. Slide into our DMs.
Invite us to a closed restaurant.
We will meet you at an undisclosed location at nighttime and become best friends.
Yeah, exactly. Knock on the back door twice, ring the doorbell three times.
Exactly. No, but absolutely. And I mean, when I was listening to your, you know, Eric, you're always doing amazing things and you're so humble and kind and sharing of your time. And I mean, the same would apply to us. If somebody just had like a question, like we're so happy to like just chat with you, talk to you. If you just have a couple questions or, you know, want to just share a story with us or, you know, we're very happy.
Yeah. DM us or email us like a gear, anything, yeah. gear yeah. question, yeah. any of that stuff. And so, yeah, email is hello@siegefoodphoto.com. Again, there's no accent over the E, so it looks like hello@siegefoodphoto, but I promise you it is Siege.
I know we've talked about a lot today, but I just is there anything else we didn't talk about you guys would like to share with the audience today?
I don't think so. I
my dancing career, but that would be for another podcast. We're not gonna talk
about that's a different that. Podcast.
No, but I mean, I just, it's your podcast. So I would love to tell your listeners that you, Eric, have been just such a good friend to us. We love you. We love Jacqueline. We love your family. You're a great mentor. You're a great thank supporter. You. You're a great person to have in this community. And just thank that you so true. Much for not only your friendship, but having us on your podcast.
No, thank you. And I could not have you guys the first ones on this. I love you guys.
Thank you.
So on that note, I want to wrap up with just a couple rapid fire questions here. Just some fun stuff.
Okay.
Favorite movie?
Mine is Braveheart. I'm a Scottish girl. So yeah, that's got to be my favorite. So good.
I wore out a VHS of that movie.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I grew up like my grandmother telling me stories about William Wallace, and then this movie comes out and I'm like, I know him. So yeah, that's definitely my fave.
I love you. I always have, always will.
What's your favorite movie?
Ooh, gosh, I don't know how to answer that question. Yeah, Big Fish.
Really?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Those are are two of my like...
I totally would. I thought them. I knew you. Those are great, but that is not where I thought you were going to go with it. Okay,
where did you think I was going to go?
I have no idea, but not there. Like that is just not where I thought you were going to go with it. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to start Melissa with this one because your answer is going to like blow all our minds. Favorite musician?
My favorite musician is Noble Amor.
Okay.
Yes, he's from Wales.
I only know of him because of you guys.
But yes, I do. I love him.
Yeah. His new album comes out Friday, April the 5th.
Heard it here first.
Little fun.
Just a few days ago.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out. So.
There we go.
So which obscure artist that no one other than you has ever heard of is your favorite artist?
I don't know why he's obscure, but Damian Jurado. That's my guy.
Love him. Okay. I do. You turned me on to Damian Jurado too. I really like him. We actually saw him in concert, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. Okay. That was not as obscure as I thought, but okay. I like it. Yeah. All right. That wasn't too bad. Yeah. Melissa?
Yes.
Canon or Nikon? Or Sony? Oh.
Canon. Ooh. I shoot on a Canon. Yeah. But I'm not like Canon only. Like I'm not like that, but I do shoot on a Canon.
Yeah, Canon all day. And I can't believe the conversation actually used to be Canon Nikon. Actually it's really Canon and Sony now.
Yeah,
but
Sony makes
so I'm not gonna lie, I like Sony. Yeah. I think Sony's stepped up their game in the video. I think video is really
for sure. I have a Sony. I just shoot on my Canon.
All right. So we're gonna wrap up here with one last question. Who would you guys recommend to be on the show next? Or maybe not next, but at some point. Who should we have on here?
I mean, there are so many amazing people, like even just in Lake County, incredible. But I really think it would be fun for you to have Greg from Temple Farms. He is awesome. He's so knowledgeable. He's so passionate about
such a great
food,
story.
Yeah.
Where
it's incredible. From.
Passion. That's
He's a really interesting guy, and I think that would be really cool. Because I mean, one of the things we want to do while we're working with them is just let people know they're there. I mean, the farm stand that they have over the summer. I mean, you could surpass the food store. I mean, it is it's grown in your community. It's right off the land. Fresh. It's beautiful. It's GMO free. I mean, and he's really like spearheading this. And I think, I think he would be a great person. Yeah.
Remind us, where's Temple Farms located?
Milburn. So in between Hunt Club and 45. Mm-hmm. Just down the street from like Milburn Elementary School, I think.
Yeah, middle school.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so check that out. I'm going to meet Greg. That sounds really awesome.
Yeah. And you'll love him. He's great.
All right, one last shout out. What are the socials?
At CS Food Photo, and that's going to be, I think, on all the platforms. www.csfoodphoto. .com for website. I feel like we got to give a shout out to Nakorn. That's at Nakorn Kitchen, NAKORN Kitchen.
I'll plug it in the comments. Outside of Lake County for food, it is.
And it's all incredible. Of our photography on there anyway.
Well, then again, thank you guys for being on here. What a great first episode.
Thank you,
listeners. Thank you for jumping in here on our first episode and hope to hear you guys next week. Thanks, guys.
Love you.
And that wraps up another episode of Small Business Big Dreams. Thank you for joining us.
Please support us and these incredible small businesses by sharing this podcast with friends, family, and on your social networks. Spreading the word not just helps us grow, but more importantly, supports the dreams of our local entrepreneurs. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. But if you have a small business we should hear about, reach out to us on social media or our website. We'd love to hear from you. Until next week, I'm your host, Eric Bolt. Keep supporting small businesses, and goodbye for now.